SBS Radio. Your community, your conversation. NITV Radio.
And now to everything sport, and I should have by this time Chris Flanders on the line talking to us from Sydney. Welcome back on to NITV Radio, Chris.
Hey, Big Bird. How are you, brother?
Very, very good. Very good. Looking forward to this news, sports news update with a lot happening out there. There is, the Origin, where the Blues have just shown that they can do as well as the Maroons with this Wimbledon going on. But first, this thing that just happened, Australia banded out or crashed out of the World Cup? What would you say? They banded out or they crashed out?
Well, it was a pretty comprehensive loss, so I think we can say both. So Australia were defeated by England, who are the host nations of the Cricket World Cup overnight. It was a big loss too. So, obviously there'll be a fair bit of investigations and things into how the team went and what went wrong, and obviously Australia were the defending World Cup holders, so they were expected to be in the final, but England were just too good on the day for them. The top order was in disarray fairly early. At one stage, Australia were 3 for 14. It looked pretty bad. Warner, Finch and Hanscom all went very cheaply. So, it looked pretty bad there early on. Of course, Steve Smith, the former Australian captain, stepped in and went about making a decent score for Australia. He built a good partnership with Carey. But Smith was when he was run out for 85, it looked like a real tough assignment there for Australia to make a decent total. And Carey, he chipped in with 46, but they were all out for 223 runs, which whether you or not you know cricket, 223 runs these days in a one day game of 50 overs is very, very small. So it was never going to be enough, really. Australia's bowlers would have had to have picked up wickets fairly early, and they weren't able to do that. The best for the English with the ball was Wokes. He got 3 for 20, and Rashid 3 for 54. So, it was a pretty disappointing batting display from Australia.
Yeah, so bad news. And now the Brits have got the bragging rights for another 12 months. And
well, they've obviously got to play New Zealand in the final now this weekend at Lords. So hopefully our Kiwi brothers and sisters will get up this weekend. And that New Zealand have got a real good chance of winning their first ever World Cup final in cricket. Obviously they were there 4 years ago when Australia beat them, but I think that New Zealand have looked pretty good so far this tournament, and they upset India, who is one of the favourites for the tournament as well. They beat them a couple of days ago, but New Zealand will like their chances against England, and I'm sure the English will probably go in as hot favourites considering it's their home backyard and all that type of thing. But they wouldn't be wanting to write off New Zealand cheaply, otherwise they'll get rolled here.
Yeah, surprise in sport, you never know what can happen even when you're playing on home field. Well,
very true.
You don't know what the opposite side has got in store. And let's just leave the bad news behind us and go to something really. I watched the match, actually, the Origin, the third Origin, a nail biter. It was a really, what a good match it was.
Yeah, well, it looked like New South Wales, Queensland obviously got off to the better start and were leading 8-2 at one stage in the first half before the Blues sort of rallied late and made it an 8-all contest at half time, and which meant it was sort of anyone's game in the next 40. And obviously, tries to Damien Cook, and a further one there for the Blues sort of made them leap out to a 20-8 lead, and you thought, well, New South Wales could either run away with it, or Queensland will do their typical Queensland, where they come back. And obviously, yeah, it was the Maroons who do what they do best, and they're never dead, and they came back, and you know, fairly soon after that, and it was 20 all at one stage, and right at the death, and looking as though we were headed to Golden Point. But of course, New South Wales had one last roll of the dice, and the Mitchell Pearce, who finally gets to say he's an Origin series winner. He got recalled, obviously, for the last game. He hasn't played since 2017, but he was good, Mitchell Pearce, and he threw that ball out to Tom Trbojevic, who found Ferguson, and Blake Ferguson went for that long run up the touchline, stayed in, and got the ball back into James Tedesco for his second try, and obviously the match-winning try as well, right with maybe, you know, 10 seconds to go. So it was, you know, Queensland have done that to New South Wales on plenty of occasions. So it was, as a New South Wales supporter, it was nice to get one back on the Queenslanders and sort of see how they feel when they lose it right at the death. But
yeah.
It was a cracking second game, second half, and really good football played.
Yeah, and now Tedesco has rewritten the history. It's not just the Maroons who can come back, dig deep and really come back. The Blues can do it as well. And now Tedesco is dubbed the Beast. So there's a new name for this fellow there.
He's playing some really good football, James Tedesco. He's got a real good turn of foot, lots of speed, and good size about him too. So he's a very good football player and in very good form at the moment. He got two tries. He was named the player of the series, so that was a good thing for him. Obviously, he was. I guess people can argue that he was robbed last series. He probably should have won, you know, best in the series last year. Of course, they went to Billy Slater in the end, but they couldn't take it away from him this time. And Tedesco, yeah, the hero with two tries. Blake Ferguson was great as well, nearly New South Wales' best on ground. And as we were mentioned there, you know, Mitchell Pearce, a bit of redemption there for him. He's previously had played 18 games for New South Wales and only had 5 victories and never tasted an Origin Series win. So, yeah, it was good for him to finally get his hands on the shield and say that he's an Origin winner now.
Yeah, and when was the last time the Blues had a back-to-back title?
Yeah, it's been a long time. 2004, 2005 was the last back-to-back for the Blues, so it's been a very long, long wait for Blues supporters. That scoreline 26-20, meaning New South Wales, going into next year, looking to make it 3 in a row, but you know, we'll just take the 2 in a row at this stage and enjoy that.
Yeah, go the Blues. I can imagine the celebrations in Sydney. That's must be quite exciting up there.
Yeah, it's been a long sort of period of losing for New South Wales supporters. Obviously, since 2005, we only won in 2014, and of course last year and now this year. So not a lot to cheer about south of the Tweed River. But finally, we can, you know, rejoice for 12 months at least and have some bragging rights and do a bit of gloating.
It's well deserved. Now we go to the other side of the world, to Wimbledon, where actually history is being rewritten as well with two seniors, both on the men's side and on the women's side. We had this week Roger Federer winning his 350th match, Grand Slam match, and I would recall his very first victory was around 2000, and that was in Australia. And now we also have on the women's side Serena Williams going into the finals. What a tournament.
Yeah, it's the after the French Open saw a lot of upsets and everything. It seems now we've come back to what the big names have come back here at Wimbledon. So yeah, Serena Williams obviously playing Simona Halep in the final for the women's at Wimbledon. Serena obviously a multiple winner there at Wimbledon, and looking to add another trophy to what's already a big bulging cabinet for her. And yeah, proving once more that she's one of the greatest ever in the game. And Simona Halep, she's a Grand Slam winner in her own right as well. So, you know, this will be a tough contest, and you know, one that could go either way. I mean, obviously Serena will be the favourite, but Simona has been playing some good tennis to get herself to the final as well. You mentioned Roger Federer there, and he just sort of, it's amazing to watch that, you know, he's still got that passion and flair as well to play, and he'll be playing against his old rival Rafael Nadal in the semis. So it's a, you know, what a cracking game that'll be between two of the all-time greats.
Yeah, you know, when these guys were playing, some of the players they were playing against were still in nappies, you know. Like, when they started winning, their opponents were still toddlers, and now they're playing them and beating them. You know, Federer will be 38 next month.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? He's it feels like he's been around for forever, Roger, but I think just one of the, you know, obviously one of the greatest of all time, as we mentioned, but, you know, it's the way he handles himself on and off the court as well. You know, I don't think I've ever heard anyone ever say a bad word about Roger. He's much loved and respected, you know, and even if you don't know or follow tennis, you know who the man is.
Yeah. And now just the last one, our own Ash Barty. Is she likely to retain her world number one ranking after this tournament?
It's hard to say. She may just keep it because of the amount of wins that she had to get to world number one. But obviously, you know, we'll wait and see after the women's final whether Serena, points-wise, she has enough to get there. But Ash could very well sort of still hold on to it. But you know, she didn't do herself any harm. it was an upset loss in the fourth round to Amanda Risk, but you know, she handled the she handled the defeat quite well. You know, just said, you know, the sun will rise again tomorrow, and it's not the end of the world. So I love that, that laid-back attitude that she has.
Yeah, no, she will, even if she loses it now, within a few months, with her level of fitness and her attitude, I'm pretty sure she will rise up to the ranking again. Well, Chris, thank you so much for this update, and wish you a beautiful weekend, the last one of Night Dog Week.
Yeah, pleasure having a yarn to you again, Big Bert, and happy NAIDOC to all my mob out there as well, and hope it's a great weekend, and it's been a good week for everyone.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.